Welcome to the Black Mind Garden, the podcast that helps you remap your mind and retrain your brain and be more flexible and fluent in your life. This podcast is about planting new seeds that help you remap your mind so that you can master your inner voice, expand your listening and communication, and produce unimaginable results in your life. I am your host, Dr. Maisha. Hi, Dr. Maisha here. I have some news for you. I'm starting a new podcast called Behind Beliefs and Behaviors, Getting to the Root Cause with Dr. Maisha. And I'm so excited about this new podcast because in this podcast, I'm going to take you on a journey of what is behind specific beliefs, behaviors, and communications, both in personal life and in organizations and at the societal level. With my guests, we will get to the root cause of what is standing in the way of everything from health, wealth, and relationships to leadership, community transformation, and societal progress. Talking about topics that span from racial equity and oppression to personal health and intimacy, this podcast is sure to get you to the source and provide practical tips to transform your life one root cause action at a time. So stay tuned because very, very soon you will be here at the announcement of the launch of this podcast. And we want you to subscribe, come right on over. If you're a listener on this podcast, to begin listening to Behind Beliefs and Behaviors. Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated. Now back to our show. All right, we are back for another episode of the Black Mind Garden, where we are remapping minds so you can create a life you design. And so today, I'm very excited. I am so excited to have Dr. Cassandra Dunbar here with me today. And we're going to be talking about rediscovering your purpose. And so I'm excited to have this conversation. Dr. Cassandra, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Maisha. I'm excited to talk to you again.
Dr. Cassandra, I want you to tell the people who you are, because I know who you are. People need to know who Dr. Cassandra is. So tell us a little bit about you and how you came to be who you are. And as we talk about this rediscovering of purpose.
Yeah. So as you mentioned earlier, you know, you were on my podcast. We had a really great conversation about trauma, and I really appreciated your episode because you really cleared up and made it really plain some of the language that we hear a lot in mainstream conversations now. Mm-hmm. Like you actually gave like the proper definition to it. So my podcast is called Be Well Sis, and the show really is a place where we provide resources for Black women to improve mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially. So a place where we go from, hopefully you can get resources to go from surviving to actually thriving. Mm-hmm. And the way that the podcast came to life is because when I was in medical school, I became pregnant with my oldest child during my last semester of medical school. And I had learned about, you know, health, right? It's what we learn about in medical school and like the root of disease and things. And then something about being pregnant made me think about my wellness. Like, yes, I have a clean bill of health, but like, am I well? So how do we become well? And how do we bridge the gap from health to wellness? And as I did my research, I just could not find a lot of us like in the wellness space. And fast forward a couple years later, which is why I decided to create a podcast called Be Well Sis, where we are highlighted not only as experts in the area, but also we speak to topics that really impact us.
And I love that, you know, this going from surviving to thriving, because I think that this is a thing that we have learned to do. We have learned surviving. Yes. We have learned the hustle. We have learned all of these things. We've been conditioned that it's okay to just be survive. It's just to be surviving, right? I mean, surviving is just okay, but do we want to like exist in this just okay? Can we give ourselves permission to go beyond just okay and to thrive? Yeah. And also I think that like in the discovery, like this whole path to purpose discovery is part of that. right? Whether you're being pulled along with life.
Yes.
Or whether you're intentionally creating life or discovering, because it really is a discovery, right?
Yeah, a discovery and a constant rediscovery too. I think, you know, you mentioned that a lot of us are just surviving because we've been given the tools to survive. Because especially if we are Black and Brown women, the people who came before us had to survive, right? Right? And what they gave us out of their love and out of their own wisdom was tools to survive. But I think now we're in a space where surviving is good, but is it really actually? We want to be better than that. We want to actually enjoy our lives and live our lives on our personal terms. So the reason why I'm really passionate about this is because as I have been in therapy for years and as I've like learned about myself, like who I am really, not what my parents instilled in me, not what society told me I should be or I should aim for, I realized that I was trying to tick off all these check marks about what success looks like. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I'm miserable. I'm burnt out. I'm stressed out. And it really isn't, I didn't feel aligned. And that alignment comes from really doing some soul searching. Like, why am I here? Yeah. How can I better myself to better those around me? And when you get those things together, that is when you'll actually feel like, oh, you're thriving now. You're not just surviving. But it's scary in the meantime.
It is. It is. You know, I think that, and I want to talk about these tools because one of the things as you were speaking to me, when we talk about tools, oftentimes people have this mental image of like something outside of oneself that they will use. And I think it's important to understand that, yes, there are like the resources. I think of like external, there are resources, but the tools we actually hold inside, we just haven't accessed them yet. And I imagine that that's sort of like when I heard you speaking, that's the image that came up in my mind is like these tools from the inside. Like they, when our parents and our predecessors were surviving, that's the internal tools that they had inside were sufficient for surviving.
Right.
Right. And so now there's our world has expanded. And even if you are externally surviving, shall we say, because, you know, people have different levels of access to resources.
Sure.
There's still an opportunity because we also know that people with less external resources can still end up thriving.
Yes.
But that has everything to do with the internal tools that they access. And I think that's what's so beautiful about what you do in your podcast and what we do. I think I call us, you know, sister warriors, right? Like sisters in transformation. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's the thing that I think people need to understand, especially our people, like Black and Brown people need to understand is that the resources and the tools are not always outside of you.
Yes. It's
coming to remember and unlock the resources and the tools inside of you. And that's what people like you and me, that's what we're for.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think the first thing we need to do when we're looking for being able to unlock the tools that we have innately within us is to get still. Our culture in the United States, and I think just the West in general, like it's go, 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 get busy, be productive, just get busy. And I think the busyness, right? Whether it's like physically working somewhere or just the hustle and bustle of most of our lives, right? It makes us silence our inner voice, our inner wisdom, our inner intuition. And it makes us seek outside for these tools.
Yeah.
Which to your point is inside, right? Yeah. So I know for me, personally speaking, I've learned about myself that when I get stressed, when I get uncomfortable with the way things are, my defense, my go-to is to get busy, right? Mm-hmm. And that is just the opposite of what I should be doing. It's important to get still. So how do you get still? Sometimes it's literally sitting down, taking a nap, taking a pause. Like when you feel like your thoughts are racing and you have so much to do and you're not sure where to start, take a beat. Literally take a beat. That might mean prayer and meditation.
Yeah.
I grew up in the church. So my background is, my foundation is Christianity. And I was taught to pray, but I wasn't taught to meditate. And as I have come into my own, I've learned that prayer is talking to God. Great. But now meditation is now listening. And that could be different ways. So, you know, it could be the traditional just meditation that we see on TV. Yeah. It could be guided meditation. It could be moving meditation. Some people, I like to garden in the summertime. Just my time outside in the soil, yeah, is time that I'm with nature and my thoughts are able to be cleared. Some people knit, some people walk, whatever it is, you need to get time to like be still and away from the things of this world.
This listening piece, boy, this is really, really good, because I think that sometimes when we're listening, and especially when you talk about listening to God, right? Like, mm-hmm, when you're in that spiritual context and you say, okay, you know, I love that prayer is like speaking and mm-hmm talking to God. And then, you know, meditation is listening. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think we expect to hear this, like this voice, you know, right, come out of nowhere. You know, the heavens mm-hmm open up and my child.
Right.
My child. You know, having a voice sounds like to you. And really, that voice can show up in a person, in a mm-hmm communication, like you're mm-hmm listening. And if you're listening, like you're still, even if you could be still in a meditation, but if you're still enough, you start to carry that stillness with you and you start mm-hmm to expand that listening. And so maybe you're listening and you're listening and you're walking through your day listening and someone calls you and says the thing you need to hear.
Yes.
Or maybe, you know, people don't even get it. A song. Like mm-hmm the right song comes on, it gives you the message. When mm-hmm you turn on a TV program and then someone says something off the TV program, mm-hmm, you know, or somebody yep says something to you and then the second person says the same thing and then the third person says, it's like
confirmation. Yep.
Confirmation. So we want to be listening flexibly, mm-hmm, have an agility to our listening to understand that God's voice or universe or spirit or however you represent higher mm-hmm power mm-hmm shows up in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I want to add that when it shows up, like that voice, that confirmation, whatever you need to hear, it's going to show up in a way that creates more peace, not anxiety.
Yes.
You know, yeah, like it should feel like, okay, now, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or excitement even. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like sometimes I'll be, and somebody will say something, I'll be like, ooh, okay, mm-hmm, I hear you. Mm-hmm. You
know? Yes.
Yes, I love that.
For sure. So the first thing is to get still. Mm-hmm. After you get still, if you're like really not sure, like what is my purpose? Like, what should I be doing? Go back to your childhood. I feel like our childhoods and like what we enjoyed as children really tell us a lot about who we are, like really at our core. Mm-hmm. So what did you enjoy as a child? What are you good at that comes really easy to you? What are some things that you're good at that people tell you that you're good at? Mm-hmm. I don't believe that our purpose, that like we need to be on this, go on this quest to find our purpose.
Right.
I just feel like that would be cruel to send us on this earth that's already complicated. And now we have to spend a lifetime or half a lifetime like on this quest, finding our purpose. Our purpose is like really innate to us. Yeah. And for some people, that purpose might be grand to like literally, I don't know, change the world, end world hunger. But I think we should think about our worlds as being really small. So our world is our family, our home. Our world is also our workplace. Yeah. Our world is the people that we touch, like whether they're our friends or mm-hmm our community members, like those are our worlds too. So as we think about changing the world, like we can start there and create ripple effects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I also feel like, you know, this whole piece around purpose, we have to also be flexible around. Mm-hmm. And also I think we need to chunk up a little bit and see big picture. Because I think that sometimes people will feel like they found their purpose and then they get complete around that, or mm-hmm they get the experience may be tired of it or, mm-hmm. you know, but it's really like a completion. And mm-hmm. I think we need to allow our purpose to evolve over time.
Yes.
Or allow what our purpose looks like evolve over time. Absolutely. Because I think sometimes we get like really attached and in the weeds around this thing that's supposed to be our purpose. Mm-hmm. So it's very useful if, you know, we see the purpose as almost like a pathway. Mm-hmm. And that pathway, you know, it shifts and changes the surroundings, the context will shift mm-hmm. over time. But whatever you're called to, mm-hmm. it's like the calling. It's the thing that draws you forward. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an eternal discovery.
Sure.
And I think we should look at it because there are people who then get really down on themselves with it. Oh, I don't know what my purpose is. Or, oh, I haven't found my purpose. And I love what you talked about. Like, think about childhood. Think about, you know, what people have told you that you're good at. Mm-hmm. Think about the things that you, in the back of your mind, you've always wanted to do, but you've had doubts that you could do them. Like these mm-hmm. things that you would have, even as a grown person, like, mm-hmm. oh, I feel called to this, mm-hmm. but people have said, you'll never make money or you'll never thrive doing this. You know, right. Think about those things too and let yourself be called. And the stillness is like, to your point, people say, well, I'm not called anything yet.
Right.
Get still, play, right. Discover.
Yes. Be curious. Yes. Yeah. And I'm happy that you mentioned flexibility a couple of times now, because that's super important. Like the binary thinking is mm-hmm. like very, it's like a product of like colonization. You know what I mean? Like being more flexible is how we should be, like just innately, like we're flexible. I think about kids a lot because I have small ones mm-hmm. and the kids are so flexible. Like, this doesn't work. All right, let's try this. And I think that is such a beautiful lesson of how we should be, you mm-hmm. know, it takes all this stress and this burden off of our shoulders too. Yeah. You know, there, unfortunately, life is going to have challenges, no matter if you do things absolutely the right way and perfectly and correctly. That's just the nature of life. Mm-hmm. Is it annoying? Yes. But we need to be flexible, you know, mm-hmm. like pivot whenever necessary. And I think as we as humans are constantly evolving, so will our purpose, to your point, you know, and mm-hmm. so will the things that move us or inspire us, or, you know, they'll change too. And that's completely okay.
Yeah. Yeah. As you're talking about, you know, as we talk about the tools of sort of rediscovering your purpose and you talk about stillness, I think one of the tools, the internal tools that can be developed is the tool of acceptance. Mm-hmm. It's like constantly accepting what is.
Yeah.
Constantly being with what is. Like, this is how it is now, right? For now, just for mm-hmm. now. Right? Just in this moment, this is what it is. Right. And I think that acceptance, it just, there's something about what it does physiologically in terms of bringing a little peace in the moment, even mm-hmm. if it's not what you ultimately want.
Yeah.
It's just, I can accept that for now, this is what's going on, and be still with that. And maybe from that arises something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that was something that I really struggled with for a while, the acceptance piece. Because in my mind, I thought, well, if I accept this, that means that I'm happy with the situation. Mm. And I had to realize, no, it doesn't mean that. It means that this is what it is right now. Mm-hmm. You're going to work with it right now mm-hmm. to get to the next point, whatever that point is. Mm-hmm. That part is very difficult. And you're right. It does bring a lot of peace. And one of the things that my therapist has said to me years ago at this point that really stood with me is that, you know, peace does not mean that you're not going to have turmoil in life. You know, mm-hmm. challenges will always come, but peace means that regardless of the storms that are raging or outside around you, that you can still be still in that moment to confront it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that, you know, we have been, I was going to say colonized, and it true in a way, to not be an acceptance of who we are. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. and that's like, you know, on all
aspects of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Like we have been conditioned that acceptance is being satisfied or being complacent, or mm-hmm. acceptance is just that. It's like, okay, it is what it is. And I love what you said, like there's until you're taking the actions for the next thing. It's like using the acceptance as a jump off point.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we can accept it, then what opens up is like possibility.
Truly. Yeah, for sure. And I kind of want to go back to what you just said about the thinking that acceptance means completeness and all that. I think it is by design, because if we are accepting of where we're at, right? Mm-hmm. And we're not so obsessed with productivity and advancement and all of that, this whole system as is will crumble. Mm-hmm. So we have been like taught, it's been beat into our minds, like subconsciously, consciously, that we should always be expanding. So, you know, bigger house, bigger car, better neighborhood, next promotion. If you're a business owner, another location. So the next one, like we're always thinking of outward. And that might be good for some situations, but for the most part, for what? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like that void, I think it creates a greater and greater void, because you physically are going to deplete yourself, because we are people, not humans who should be constantly grinding. Even the word grind doesn't make sense. Like we are people with like joints and bones. We're soft. Yeah. We're not hard.
Grinding is painful. I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. You're like grinding. I don't want to grind. You're grinding one's teeth. It's like, ew. You know, like, no. Grind up food when you chew. Like, no, we're not grinding. No.
Right. But
it's before. Unless you're on the dance floor.
True. And that's different. That's different. We're not talking about that's okay. I need more of that.
Oh man. Well, you know, I love this. I feel like if there's any walk away point for the audience today, mm-hmm. I think the two things that we have talked about, and we could talk about a lot more, believe me, is this, like, so far I feel like it's the flexibility and the evolution of purpose.
Yep.
And also this piece of acceptance,
mm-hmm.
right? Flexibility and acceptance. It's interesting. It's kind of a dichotomy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You gotta like be flexible and also be in acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When I said it side by side, I was like, oh wait, that's kind of, you know, navigating. It's a dance.
Yeah. And I think what binds them is going to be curiosity. Like, okay, this is where we're at right now. What can be?
Yes.
You know,
I love that. You get in the acceptance. You're like, it is this, here's what's going on right now. Then you mm-hmm. become curious, which leads to the flexibility.
Yes.
To dance inside mm-hmm. of the possibility, which creates like a pathway.
Yes.
That calls to you. And it can be multiple. Here's the other thing I think. People think it's one pathway.
Nope.
Like this, again, it's that binary thing.
Yep.
It is multiple pathways, and there's no going down the wrong pathway.
Truly.
You know, it's like you go down a pathway. Oh, it doesn't work. Okay. Come back. Let's go down another pathway. Yep. Let's go down the pathway. Better you play.
Yes.
Then to go down so far because you're so like inflexible mm-hmm. about, you know, conditioned mm-hmm. to be inflexible, I should say, mm-hmm. conditioned to be inflexible because you're told, oh, once you can't turn back now. No, that's mm-hmm. that's one of those phrases. Can't turn back now. Better to play, and that doesn't mean you don't commit when you go down a pathway.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel like what's working and what's not working, and is it calling to you or not calling to you? Yeah. And if you get down a pathway, even though it may seem like there's not a bridge to another pathway, you don't have to go and start all over. And I think that's another thing that people think, oh, when I go down this path, if it's not it, then I have to start all the way from square one. Not true.
Right. You've learned so much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Developed all these resources. Mm-hmm. And now you're not starting from ground zero. You're starting from ground five.
Mm-hmm. Yep. For sure. And I read this quote like maybe a year ago, but it stuck with me. And it was, don't live the same exact life for 80 years and call that a life. So to the point where I think what you are saying is just don't think you have to keep going so far, but like you're met with all types of resistance, doesn't feel good. Like that is survival. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't want to just survive.
That's
maybe
right.
Portions of it may call for some survival, but that cannot be the entire story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, the flexibility is going to bring us to a place where we can thrive when it feels good. How does it feel? Mm-hmm. You know, I think for me, for this year, I'm going to be less about like check marks. You know, I'm not going to check off achievements and accolades and these milestones. I think I'm over it because it just leaves me wanting more, but it doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to cultivate a vibe. Like, how does it feel? Like, how do I want to feel in my body, in my home, in my family, in my work? Mm-hmm. And I think that also will be in line with my purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's like, what am I called to? And right now I'm called to community and to connection. And I think that's one of the things that helps to lead me through is like being in community and connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, if I could, you know, drop one last, you know, it's like, being in community and connecting actually can actually fuel and help us to see what we're called to.
Yes.
You know, to that point.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm happy you said that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, my friend, I tell you what, I think we have dropped some good pearls for people to chew on. Not grind, but chew.
Yeah. gently chew.
Gently chew. Food for thought. And I mean, I know that we have many conversations to have. Just from this one, we have many conversations to have.
Yeah.
For now, I would really love for you to share with our listeners how they can best connect with you.
Sure. So I am on Instagram. My Instagram handle is bewellsis_podcast. I answer all the DMs. It's literally me. And then tune into the podcast. The podcast is Be Well Sis on all streaming platforms. We also just launched a YouTube channel, so you can watch interviews if you like as well. And I'm also going to have some additional content on there as well. And we have a book club, and I'm really excited about the book club. It is a virtual book club. Yes. Every month, we'll read a book together. I will have the guides, and we'll come together at the end of the month and discuss just like a really laid back sister circle, just to help us read books to enrich us. And some of the months will be nonfiction, some will be fiction, just to take a load off, because healing sometimes is a lot of work in its head.
I definitely am going to be reaching out about this book club, because that sounds like fun to me.
Yes. 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 I'd love to have you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have all of this in the show notes for our listeners. Thank you so much for coming on and having this conversation. It was lovely, lovely. And I look forward to more for sure, for sure. Listeners, you heard it here. Go and listen to the Be Well Sis podcast with Dr. Cassandra. And listen, share this episode. Share this episode with your friends, family, with your colleagues, with a stranger. These are the conversations that we need to be spreading in order to create transformation in our community. So share it with your church members, your spiritual community, whatever, share it and leave a review and let us know for the people coming behind you, you know, let us know how we're doing, but let the people know behind you that we're creating. This is a worthwhile podcast to listen to. So with that, I bid you all adieu. Thank you again. Until then, stay empowered. Hey. Have you ever thought about learning NLP or hypnosis or even being a coach? Even if you simply learn the skills of coaching, it could come in handy everywhere and in every area of your life. Our Mind Remapping NLP coach training will give you mastery over language, helping you to improve your confidence, communication, coaching, and leadership. So if you're committed to removing unconscious blocks so you can consciously elevate your performance in every area of life, join our next training. Schedule a training interest call at remapmymind.today. That's remapmymind.today. Hey, thanks for listening. Remember, I want you to apply these principles in your life every day, but also I want you to share
this podcast with others in your life who you think it could help, a friend, a colleague, or family member. And remember, go hit the subscribe button so you will know when our next episode is released. Finally, I'd really appreciate if you did me a favor and left a review. It really lets others know that this podcast can make a difference in their life as well. See you on the next episode.